Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That. Well, sure you have.
That's just another day in New England. I was listening to Chad Dukes versus the World, which you can hear every day from 2 to 6 here on The Fan. And Chad was interviewing Ben Vollin.
Ben Vollin.
Who covers the Patriots up in New England. Mm-hmm. And he said, yeah, the expectation is they're going to, you know, get to the Super Bowl and win it. And if they get there and they don't, people are going to be very upset. They're going to go 12-4 or 13-3. And you know, if they don't, if they lose more than four games, people are going to be very upset. I'm thinking, that's literally never happened in my life.
Yeah, the worst season that they've had since the 2000s matches the best season the Redskins have had. Their worst. When it's the absolute bottom of the barrel, everything sucks. It matches the greatest season the Redskins have had since they won the Super Bowl in 1991.
Can you imagine?
No.
12:45, we will once and for all make the announcement of which listeners are getting into our fantasy football league.
Yes, indeed.
Draft coming up at a sports bar in Arlington a couple weeks out. So make sure you're listening at that time. Not only if you're one of the listeners hoping to get in, who's been quizzed by producer Brendan Darr today, but if you just want some details on our fantasy league, that's at 12:45. Well, let's get to the phones at 800-636-1067. We want your predictions. Floyd Mayweather, 49-0, looking to improve to 50-0. One of the great boxers of all time, perhaps the best boxer in history, certainly in his era.
Sure. It's a debate we could have.
Conor McGregor, who's never boxed before professionally, who is a mixed martial artist, who is a UFC champion, coming to Floyd Mayweather's sport to go head-to-head in a circus act that will double as a fight tomorrow night in Las Vegas. Danny, call your shot. What is your prediction on Mayweather-McGregor one day in advance?
Lies, impropriety, chicanery, ballyhoo, tomfoolery, something controversial is going to happen that sets up a rematch. The payments are too great. So my guess is some sort of nonsensical decision to allow Floyd to keep his perfect record. He probably agreed to that. I think the fix is in. I think this is some sort of lie that happens where Mayweather wins, but there's controversy, so you get another one of these fights. And we'll do this whole stupid dance all over again, and it's another several hundred million dollars in the pocket of these guys. I think nonsense happens. I don't know what it is. I don't know whether somebody steps on somebody's foot. Something controversial will happen in this thing. We won't have a straight-up bout. We can't have rule of law prevail in a sport that lacks it. Controversy will ensue. A rematch will be set up.
I hope you're wrong. You said this to me a couple days ago, and you're really starting to worry me that you're right.
It's this seed that I had a while ago that now has really grown into a full-blown plan. I just thought it would be simple, a dismantling where the pro boxer would beat the non-pro boxer, just completely handle him as he's handled 49 opponents previously. I now think some nonsense has to happen. I now firmly believe that. I may have talked myself into it, but that's where I'm at.
Mayweather wins by unanimous decision. Fight actually goes the distance and is extremely boring. Mayweather is every bit as defensive as he was against Pacquiao and has been through much of his career, despite saying he's not going to be. McGregor, aggressive, fighting hard, is unable to get inside and get some of the contact to the face of Mayweather that would allow the fight to change into something that is more competitive and just decent to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Mayweather wins by decision, unanimously. Everyone who watches knows he was the better of the two fighters. No one gets knocked out, and I'll say no one even gets knocked down to the carpet. At no point is anybody picking themselves up off the mat. I think it will be a disappointment and it will be boring. 800-636-1067. Let's take the temperature of the masses who will be watching this fight in record numbers. Dan is in Fairfax. Hello, Dan. How are you?
Grant Paulson and Danny Rauher.
Danny Rauher.
How are you doing today?
Danny Rauher.
I watched a fight between Sugar Shane Mosley and Mayweather a couple of weeks ago, and I noticed some flaws in Mayweather's style. He comes in, like, hiding behind his left shoulder with his arm way down. You know, he looks like he's open for a right punch there. But I think the fight will go the distance. McGregor is furious ferocious. He's relentless. I think you all underestimate him. And I think he has a chance to knock him out. But I agree with you, Grant. It'll probably be Mayweather by decision in 12 rounds.
Do you think – here's my question, Dan, because I know you're a pro-McGregor guy. Do you think he'll be able to hit him? I mean, it's so rare over the last several years especially, but even his whole career, that Mayweather's actually been squared up and blasted by anybody. And these are professional lifer boxers who couldn't do that. Why is McGregor going to be able to?
I watched a lot of his fights. He, like I said, he is ferocious with his attack. And I think because early in the fight, I think he has a chance to I don't think he's going to knock him out, but he's going to hurt him. That's what Sugar Shane Mosley did. He hurt him early, but he didn't finish him.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, bud.
Craig's in Manassas. Craig, what's your prediction on tomorrow night's bout?
Hey, so in the end, I got Mayweather winning by decision. But, Danny, I never agree with you more. I think this is fixed. I think this is all just for money. So what I think is going to happen is I think McGregor is going to show, you know, that he has a lot of potential and he comes close. But in the end, Mayweather wins, and then it's going to go to a rematch. And then McGregor will win the second one, and then it'll have a rubber match. And they'll just generate millions and millions of dollars to each other.
I just can't escape it. I can't escape that. What is everyone calling this thing? Even the people that are pro this event, right? What's the word that keeps coming to mind?
Circus?
Circus is one, spectacle is another.
Yeah.
No one's saying, you know, match up with the two best. Nobody's saying a great form of combat. A couple of rubes are that think McGregor's right. going to roll
best
right through defenses or whatever.
Mixed martial arts, best in boxing.
I mean, they've done this before where, you know, a pro wrestler fought a boxer and vice versa, and like a kung fu jiu-jitsu guy came over and fought. They've done these things historically. They just didn't have the hype and the attention that these ones did. But there have been these events in the past. People aren't calling it like a matchup. It's a spectacle. And why are we going to trust what we see? It's like going to see a magician and then being stunned that there's magic. It's like going to some sort of big circus and then you're not being able to believe that at Cirque du Soleil that this guy balances on this guy's toe.
Yeah.
That's, to me, we're going to see something crazy because the entire lead up has been crazy. This is what they want. They want crazy. That's why people are going to tune in for crazy. If it's just a simple straight shoot where Floyd Mayweather does the thing that you say, where he's boring, he hides, you know, he has his left arm down, but hides behind. You can never really hit him, and
right.
he just touches you a bunch of times and wins on boring decisions.
Jabs.
Yeah, I mean, do we really think it's just going to be played straight? I can't believe that.
Doesn't the fight have to be good for them to have a rematch? I think the fight,
in theory,
tomorrow night has to be entertaining for them to have a rematch. If it's a terrible fight, or the fix was obviously in, or something ridiculous happens in the early going of the night, and we don't get more than part of a round or part of two rounds, people are not going to buy this in the same numbers the second time. The only way that the prediction people are making, which is there's going to be a second one of these, comes to fruition, is if the fight is good enough that you'd want to watch it again. No one would have gotten Pacquiao and Mayweather a second time. That's why they didn't fight again.
That's why I'm saying there's going to be some sort of chicanery. So in other words, it'll be like, dude, McGregor would have won had he not, I don't know, accidentally kicked Mayweather's knee.
Right.
Or had he accidentally not, you know, what looked to be kind of an elbow, but it was inadvertent. There's going to be some kind of nonsense that's going to say, okay, now we'll be able to do it for real. You know what I mean? I can't escape the fact that these guys are going to make $100 million or whatever the hell the number is. It's outrageous. And they're going to walk away from that?
Call your shot, your prediction. Mayweather, McGregor. Mayweather says he's going to knock McGregor out. McGregor says this thing's not even going to go two rounds because he's going to end it in a second. 800-636-1067. We want to know what you're expecting from the big fight tomorrow. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.